Thank you for tuning into the podcast here on CareerCast.com. I'm Kyle Kensing, and joining me for the third and final part in our three-part series is Peter Weddle, author of the novel A Multitude of Hope. And Peter, I want to thank you once again for joining me.
Nice to be here, Kyle. Thanks again for having me.
It's our pleasure, and hopefully we can tie this all together. We've been talking about the lessons in your novel that can be applied to the job search. And one thing that's interesting, a phrase that you coined in the novel is the term a career idiot savant, potentially controversial phrase, but can you explain what you refer to with that term?
Unfortunately, career idiot savant is a term that applies to just about all of us. For generations now, America's colleges and universities have taught their students a whole lot about this particular field of study or that particular field of study, but absolutely nothing about how to make a career out of those fields. Why? Because the faculty at most academic institutions don't think that the body of knowledge and the set of skills involved with career self-management are rigorous enough, important enough to be included in the curriculum. Now, contrast that with the situation in China. In China today, every student, as a requirement of graduation, must take a year-long credit-granting course that teaches them the principles and practices for having a successful career in a land that doesn't have nearly as much opportunity as we have here in the United States. So I think it's important that we recognize that we have been abused, we have been disused, if you will, by our academic preparation. And unfortunately, what that means is that it's going to be up to us to remediate the situation, to acquire the skills and knowledge of successful career self-management.
Now, career self-management, why is this so important in particular to baby boomers in this job market?
Well, for two reasons. First, because for the very first time in our careers, we're on our own. I mean, let's face it, a lot of baby boomers haven't been in the job market for years. So we've been able to sort of coast in terms of overseeing our careers. We sort of relied on our employers. Well, we can't do that anymore. In fact, most employers got out of the business of overseeing the management of our careers some time ago. But we all grew up. We all entered the workforce when employers did it all for us. They gave us a career ladder for advancement. They operated large human resource departments to oversee our development. And today, both of those things are gone. Now, we're on a career jungle gym. And if you can think back to your days on the schoolyard jungle gym, one of the first lessons you'll learn is that there is no one way forward. So we have to learn how to set our own course, and we have to decide how best to implement it. Should we move straight up, or would it better serve our purposes to move laterally across the bars? Or maybe from time to time we might decide that it's better to take a step or two backwards. But if we keep our eye on our goal, if we always are sure about where we want to get to, no matter which direction we go in, we can eventually find our way to that North Star in our career. So that's reason number one. We can no longer rely on our employers to manage our careers for us. The second reason that career self-management is so important is that today, change is the norm. Once a person lands a new job, they should expect to change jobs every couple of years. Now, that change might be to a new assignment within their current employer, but it might also just as likely be to a new employer. Why is that happening? Because thanks to global competition, thanks to the introduction of new technology, thanks to a host of factors, employers can't tell what kind of workers they're going to need 6 months from now, let alone 2 or 3 years down the road. So the only thing that's certain is that the kind of talent they need tomorrow will almost certainly be different from the kind of talent that they need today. And that probably, and that reality, I should say, makes change inevitable. So we have a decision to make. We can either be the masters of all of that change through effective, career career self-management or we can be its victim. There are no other choices. Effective career self-management enables us to accommodate all of those changes and put them to work for us.
Now, in your column, you say that boomers have to become experts in building career fitness. Now, I know for physical fitness, I need to hit the gym and work out and things of that nature. But in terms of building career fitness, what exactly do you mean? How does one go about building that?
Well, in today's environment, managing your career successfully is a lot like building up your physical fitness. We all know two things about physical fitness, about preserving our health. The first is that we are individually responsible for our own health. Nobody else can take care of our health for us. We have to do it. And the second is, especially as we begin to age a bit, is that we have to work on our physical fitness. We have to work on our health every single day. Well, the same is true for your career. Today, we are individually responsible for the health of our own careers. Not our employer, not our boss, not our mentor, not our parents. We have to take that responsibility. And second, in today's frenetically changing, always dynamic workplace, we have to work on our career every single day. So career fitness is a system for building up the strength, the reach, and the endurance of your career. It has seven areas of activity, and the system shows you what to do in each of those areas, how to do it, and unique to the career fitness system, how often, in order to optimize the benefits to you. It's set up just like a physical fitness regimen. It tells you what activities you should perform, how you should perform them, and how frequently you should do so in order to improve the health of your career. For example, the first area of activity in the career fitness system is called pump up your cardiovascular system. The heart of your career is your expertise in your profession, craft, or trade. So the career fitness system provides four different ways within that area of expertise that you can acquire new skills and knowledge, and it enables you to tailor those four tasks to your particular career and to do them frequently enough to make sure that you get the best benefit from each of those efforts.
Now, if colleges don't offer the curriculum to build up your career fitness, where can you learn the principles and practices that will?
Well, there are a number of sources for learning the principles and practices for career self-management. One, of course, are career counselors and coaches in your local area. They may not use the career fitness system, but they have the knowledge to help you learn what you're going to have to do in order to take charge of your career. So first, take advantage of the resources right there in your local area. Those career counselors and coaches know a lot that you can take advantage of. Second, of course, is CareerCast.com. No matter where you live, no matter what your schedule of activities is, you can use that site to take advantage of a wide range of content and features that will help you learn the principles and practices on your own. So it's a self-directed learning, if you will. And finally, a third, and with some apologies in advance for the self-promotion, you can get my book called The Career Fitness Workbook, which is just now becoming available at Amazon.com. It provides a complete introduction to the career fitness system and includes a number of personalized worksheets so that you can tailor it to your unique career situation.
And also on Amazon, we can find Peter's novel, A Multitude of Hope, which we've discussed in our three-part series here on CareerCast.com. And Peter, what can you tell us a little bit more about the book and where to find it?
Well, we've provided a free excerpt of the book at its website, amultitudeofhope.com. And, of course, it is available, as you just mentioned, at Amazon. But very briefly, it's the story of three out-of-work baby boomers trying to figure out what's going on in the workplace and the job market today, and how they have to change their strategy and tactics in order to continue to advance themselves in the world of work. So it has all kinds of different twists and turns. The plot is relatively complicated, but all of the aspects of the plot are ripped right out of today's headlines. So it's a very entertaining book. It's a book that describes the reality of a lot of people today, but at the same time, it also includes a lot of lessons that people can learn so that they have a multitude of hope in their career and in their future as well.
And these are absolutely principles that can be applied to any generation in the job market, so we recommend that all our readers and listeners check out A Multitude of Hope. And we want to thank the author, Peter Weddle, once again for taking this time to join us here on CareerCast.com. Peter, it's been a pleasure, and thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I really appreciated it.
And thank you for listening. For CareerCast.com and Peter Weddle, I'm Kyle Kensing.